I'm Steve Miller reporting. North and South Korea will form a joint women's hockey team to compete in the upcoming Winter Olympic Games and will march under a united flag during the opening ceremony. Phil Bilexio has the details.
North Korea will send a 550-member delegation, including 230 cheerleaders, 140 artists, and 30 taekwondo players for a demonstration. The International Olympic Committee is slated to meet on January 20th at its Switzerland headquarters to talk about the details of the joint team as well as the North's participation in the Games. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Foreign ministers and representatives of 20 countries met in Vancouver, Canada, declaring that North Korea will never be accepted as a nuclear power and were committed to exerting continued pressure. Isha Sarai has more.
A released statement said the meeting's purpose was to demonstrate global solidarity in opposition to North Korea's illegal and dangerous actions. They reaffirmed that measures will remain in place until North Korea changes its course and takes decisive, irreversible steps to denuclearize. The ministers emphasized that a diplomatic solution is both essential and possible. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
The bail verdict of an increasingly high-profile Cambodian espionage case against Australian filmmaker James Ricketson was postponed on Wednesday because the prison delivered him to the court late. The Australian has been charged with a provision of the Cambodian Criminal Code that prohibits gathering types of information potentially detrimental to the country with a view to supplying them to a foreign state and carries a 5 to 10 year jail term. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund warns more than 500,000 Rohingya refugee children in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, are at risk